I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So let's get into this defense for Washington, which has been a problem. And on a, I would say, staircase regression here, like a slippery slope, it's getting worse to this point of the year. They rank 23rd overall yards per play, but they are 30th against the pass. They're giving up 8.08 per play. The only passing defenses that have been worse are the Miami Dolphins and the Dallas Cowboys, who are the butt of jokes, basically, defensively right now all over the country. The question, Danny, is can they get right enough to be okay? They don't have to be great. They don't have to be good. I don't even think they have to be above average in the top 15. But can they get into that, I don't know, the ceiling of like 17th, the floor of maybe 2021 with more reasonable numbers than they currently have in their yards per play metrics, to the point where they can overcome offensively and with Jaden Daniels if he flips the switch to be MVP caliber again, like they did last year, because they were terrible defensively, and it worked out. What I would point out, though, is they did it with a soft schedule. They did it with a lot of luck. They did it with, we looked up this piece in the offseason, but the best luck in terms of dropped passes against from other teams.
And as soon as people hear that, they recoil and get defensive and angry and whatever. It has nothing to do with anything that's subjective. Information happened.
But
right?
I don't even need to waste my time explaining away the point. Like, if you can't deal with that as a grown-up, you're holding your breath, that's your own thing to sort out on your own time. I'm moving on. Like, they got lucky last year statistically, both anecdotally and factually. That happened, okay? That was a thing that took place. But also, they didn't beat winning teams until the playoffs. Now, I don't care as much about that anymore after you go to Tampa and win, and you go to Detroit and win.
Those counted.
You beat some juggernauts. But in the regular season, the only team that was playoff caliber that you beat was the Eagles when their quarterback got hurt. But we don't have to re-legislate last year. The point is, they got where they did, 12 wins, NFC Championship game, despite having a suspect and at times bad defense. And the question is, this year, with a harder schedule, maybe without the same luck, can you overcome that defense?
No. What happened last year was they put a bottle down in the middle of the field and lightning struck it. What we're actually saying is, we'll just put the bottle down and assume it's going to happen again. Right? That's not how things are sustainably done.
What if Jaden Daniels is the lightning then?
Then you still don't get a Hail Mary. Jalen Hurts doesn't get hurt. Devontae Smith doesn't drop an easy pass. All that had to happen was one of those breaks don't go their way, and they don't even make the postseason last year. We're talking about a great rookie debut with a 10-7, a 9-8 kind of team that is still a markedly better group than they were just a year before, and the transformation that happened. Just so happened, we got this unbelievable magic carpet ride, this charmed life, this thing happened. I was there. I had fun, too. You needed to improve. If you're sitting there going, well, we can be as, you know, kind of like we were last year. No, you can't. If you're not getting better, you're getting worse. That is an axiom I subscribe to, especially in this league, when you are not rewarded for okay behavior. Your schedule gets harder, and that happened by virtue of the fact that you're not always going to play backup Billy's. You're not always going to play rebuilding teams in their place and the whole nine yards like you got away with one in New Orleans. You are playing better quarterbacks, better opponents, and this defense is so vulnerable to the pass, and there's no fix in sight. It's, to me, it's a broken thing, and you can account for it. You can try to cover for it here and there, but when push comes to shove, they're going to get thrown on. I think Daniels is that special. It's going to happen at some point this year again, as soon as he gets the sea legs underneath him, as soon as he's healthy. But even with him special last year, they were probably a 9-win team that won 12.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming up on their schedule defensively, this weekend, Herbert, who went into the week before the loss, the MVP favorite with Josh Allen playing his butt off. But with the injuries on that O-line, he's now the most pressured quarterback in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see that changing.
And they're talking about how alarmed they are at all the hits he's taking.
Totally. Yeah. I think it's going to crash back down to earth if it hasn't already done that with that Giants game. The Bears. Now, Caleb Williams is going to keep you in the game with some misses and some decisions to hold on to the ball and take a sack or maybe throw the ball to the other team. But Ben Johnson in that offense and Caleb Williams, that's a tough scheme to prepare for. Now, they're going to find some things and find some air in your defense, probably. The Cowboys, look at what they just did to the Packers. I'll raise my hand right now and tell you I was wrong about Brian Schottenheimer's offense so far. I think he's done an exceptional job, don't you? Without a running game.
Hard to argue against it.
And CeeDee Lamb being
and
hurt.
They run it better than I thought with Javonte Williams.
They do. They've schemed it up okay. But I'm saying it's not like they have a great running game mm-hmm. back or running game. And now they don't have CeeDee Lamb, and none of it's mattered. They just keep having Dak Prescott throw to other guys, and it works, and they scored 40 on the Packers. Then you've got Mahomes. Darnold in Seattle, it's basically Jackson, Smith, and Jigba, and not much else in their passing game, so that's not quite on that level. The Detroit Lions, that's a problem. The Dolphins without Tyreek Hill now, that game in Madrid, I think, got a little easier defensively. The Broncos, Sean Payton, good scheme. Bo Nix will be playing better by then. The Vikings, Kevin O'Connell, one of the best offensive designers in the league. The Giants, no Malik Nabers. That got a lot easier. So they've gotten some breaks here. I hate to say it that way with a torn ACL for Nabers and the awful injury for Tyreek Hill
last
night.
That's the reality, yeah.
Eagles twice. By then, maybe they're going to actually be throwing the ball to their wide receivers and not averaging 111 passing yards per game. And then the Cowboys again. But you don't have stinker quarterbacks. You don't have bad offenses, really, on this schedule other than a couple, maybe three times max the rest of the way. I think they're better defensively than they played in Atlanta, and I think that will be kind of as ugly as it gets in terms of doing nothing right, only two quarterback hits, zero pressure, never covering anybody. Look like the team you're playing was thrown against air. But this is not a defense that's going to have answers with personnel walking through the door. Anything you're doing different personnel-wise, you're signing guys like Preston Smith off the scrap heap. 2 games later, has not cracked the rotation yet. And Darnell Savage, who played this week in his first week, a few days after being signed, he was on the wrong end of the touchdown to Kyle Pitts. Not to say he's not going to be a good player, but that's what happens. You sign a guy, he's learning things, he's thrust into action for 10 snaps, and you're giving up a touchdown. So it's hard to do on the fly. It's hard to get right. They just don't have enough really good players on defense. And that is rearing its head.
Without a doubt. I mean, again, they got away with it last year. And saying we're going to get away with it again, or we hope to, is not a good plan. Like, for those of you that are sort of like, yeah, Jaden Daniels will fix it. He can fix some. I mean, you saw it last year. They couldn't run the ball the second half of the season, minus that Tennessee game, which came out of nowhere, where Brian Robinson ran for a billion and everything was good.
And that Tennessee team was so good defensively and such a good team stopping the run, and then they ran all over them.
Which, again, I'll never be able to explain. But Jaden Daniels was the run game. He was the offensive coordinator, the time of possession maven, protecting the defense, and asking him to do that is hard to live that way. You got away with it for a stretch. But this year, they have been really good against the run, and the only times they have stopped passing attacks is when they've gotten home. They don't have, as Kevin said correctly on the Beltway Blitz, an elite five-star pass rusher who you can count on either to make the play himself or to draw the attention so someone else can. It's going to be hit or miss at times for rushing the passer. I don't think they'll have a consistent group, which means there's going to be times where that football is in the air, and when it is, they cannot stop it.
So comparing the defense this year to last year, statistically, at this point, not over the course of the full year, but 4 games in last year versus the first 4 this year, yards per attempt, 8.1 allowed this year versus 7.5 last year as a passing defense. A half yard worse. That is staggering. They are way better against the run this year than last year. It's not even close. But they are much worse against the pass right now. Both years, they could not generate any takeaways. 2, a quarter way through the season last year. 1 this year. Sacks are about identical, but their actual pressure rate is much better this year, to their credit. What I've noticed, though, and this is something Logan Paulson and I talked about on a brand new Take Command that dropped today with a detailed film dive that he did on the Falcons game. They've been way more conservative as a blitzing defensive staff since the Green Bay game the last 2 weeks. I don't know if they went into the Raiders game and said, we'll get pressure with 4, and they did. So they just said, all right, that was a win. Mm-hmm. And then they thought the same thing against Atlanta, and they didn't adjust. But if you look at how frequently they're getting aggressive and betting on getting home versus blitzing, like, it's all changed the last couple of weeks. And they need to go back to the well of dialing things up and helping their front out that was working in the first couple of games of the season. They've been way too conservative, I think. Explosive plays last year, that I think that's listed as like maybe 10-plusers. They had 34 through this point. This year, it's 32. It's identical almost. They're much better in the red zone, and they're on the field a lot more this year because last year the offense just never punted. Remember, I think through 3 games, they hadn't punted once. They were 5th in the league last year in time of possession. This year, they're 28th.
Wow.
So
I didn't realize it was that bad.
I think that's why I actually think the defense is probably a lot better than last year, or maybe a good bit better than last year. But they're on the field so much more that you just get exposed more often. So that's something they can and hopefully will try to fix in a complimentary way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.